With the headlines from Air Force Radio News, I'm Staff Sergeant Javon Smith. Training for real-world aeromedical events gets more realistic thanks to the Transport Isolation System, or TIS. Captain Carl Kalimlim, a TIS trainer, explains how the program helps aeromedics deal with real-world threats like Ebola.
We like to train how we fight, or in our case, train how we treat our patients. Simulations are nice, but doing it in the air, in our aircraft, with equipment is important. We are mainly focusing on Ebola. We're trying to safely practice transporting Ebola patients with the TIS, and that's what we're doing today.
Staff Sergeant Brandon Beers, aeromedical evacuation technician, explains how the TIS safely works to ensure disease isn't spread through the aircraft.
The TIS takes air from inside the aircraft, blows it inside to the TIS, and circulates it through and goes back around through a HEPA filter so it doesn't spread any diseases through air.
That's your headline. I'm Staff Sergeant Javon Smith, Air Force Radio News.